I recently gave a guest lecture at the Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts to a bunch of undergraduate students working mainly in the music industry. And one of them's followed up recently with some questions around her dissertation that I've answered for her, but I thought it might be worthwhile capturing them in an audio boo to share. So there's four or five questions. I'll read them out and my answers with them. First up, what are your opinions on management using social networks to promote an artist? I think that management using social networks to promote an artist is unavoidable at the moment for a variety of reasons. The artists themselves might be genuinely too busy, maybe unfamiliar with social media etiquette, or something of a liability. Who knows what they're going to say next? Do you think that on sites such as Twitter, artists should tweet and blog themselves, or should let their PR take control? Well, the question is the management pretending to tweet as the artist, or is the Twitter feed, Facebook page clearly seen as a place to go for updates on the artist? Management pretending to tweet as the artist might have some short-term advantages. It ensures that the artist don't say anything too controversial, tweets are aligned with any overall marketing, social media campaign, etc. In the long run, though, social media users can be a pretty savvy bunch and will rumble a false pop star, which could diminish credibility and at worst result in a backlash. My view would be that it's better for the artist to do it themselves if they can, provided they're aware of how it works and the security risks around location-based services, etc. Good advice for artists when chatting with fans is yes, do reply to messages, but no more than once or twice in any conversation to any unknown fan. Remember, for a fan, any response from an artist is exciting. A common reaction is for the fan to think they're your best mate and try to start an extended conversation. Limit the engagement. Northwest comedian Jason Manford does this very, very well. He asks questions of his followers, answers them, and recognises and respects their humour, but limits any one conversation to a few tweets. It doesn't mean he won't ever reply to an individual again. I'm sure he doesn't maintain a list of everyone he's spoken to. It just means you're not going to monopolise his time all day. Do you agree that social networks should be used for direct marketing? If so, what are your opinions on people regarding this marketing as a form of spam? Well, yes, they should, provided that users can turn it off or unfollow to avoid being spammed. Users may follow a news source for frequent updates on a product. That's their choice. However, being spammed is bad news. I think Twitter for direct marketing is like trying to squeeze an old world business model into the new social world. As a result, it's something of a blunt instrument. Businesses will eventually learn how to use it more effectively by listening to, reacting to, and collaborating with customers. What do you consider the dangers of using social media to promote an artist? The artist's privacy and security can be threatened by a careless use of location-based services giving too much information. It can promote stalkers. Artists can also get in trouble with the law by defaming others with careless talk. That said, some basic training and common sense, the benefits of getting closer to users can add real value to the artist over time. What measures do you or would you put in place to combat these dangers? Social media training for artists that need it from social media experts and not from run-of-the-mill outbound PR types. Proxy tweeting from social media experts as part of an initial coaching or mentoring program must be transitioned to the artist as soon as possible. However, management access to the artist's passwords at all times is really important because everyone can make mistakes and sometimes action must be taken in minutes. Are there any circumstances in which you would not use social media to connect to market to fans directly? In such a rapidly evolving environment, I think it's unwise to say never. However, right now, I think artists, labels and brands need to take advice around any campaigns which might compromise anyone's privacy or safety, whether that be the artist or the customer. Data security needs to be a big consideration in any social media transaction.